Numbcast. 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 Let's start a war.
Stop a nuclear war. Hello.
Hi.
That was me.
I think that deserves an applause.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here till Thursday.
No, please don't be here till Thursday. What day is it today?
I'll be here for a good
Christmas
Saturday.
Hour it's Christmas Saturday. Eve. It's Choistmas Day.
Choistmas Day. This is a Choistmas special. The only Choistmas special anywhere.
I still don't like this
ever.
Choistmas thing.
Really?
How could you not like Choistmas?
I invented it by accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what?
That's why.
With your bad spelling, writing. Well, yeah. Not spelling right.
I can't spell on, like, when I'm writing upside down.
On a box. Yes. Yeah, upside down.
It's hard. Is anyone else going to talk then?
No, I think it's just us.
Well, Fiona and Alison should talk more soon as they're used to it, and they don't have the excuse of being noobs.
Should we take a microphone over to the Christmas tree and see what it has to say for itself? Or is it just going to stand there in the corner looking at us?
Oop, Lauren. Saying goodbye.
Saying goodbye.
She can shut up.
Alison.
I was suggesting we play only Christmas songs today, but it doesn't seem to be agreed with.
No.
Because
it's a bad idea.
No one seems to like Christmas songs.
Plus, it's not Christmas, it's Choistmas.
We do have one Christmas.
Have you got any Choistmas albums? I think not.
Yes, we can release.
Ooh, for crap rap, how does Big Nug sound as the artist?
That sounds very good. What, have you got a track?
It's maybe? Me sniffling.
A tune? It was a tune.
Long time.
That sounds. We'll feature that later.
It's long time coming. As I look back.
Coming. Or
COMIN apostrophe.
Oh, so they did actually spell it correctly.
Apostrophes are mint.
I love apostrophes.
Can you pass me Joe's Earl Grey box, please, and a pen?
What are you doing in my Earl Grey box?
Just fixing it.
He's raiding it, Joe.
No, my,
he's gonna eat
Earl
all
Grey
your
box.
Earl Grey.
Not my Earl Grey. No, don't write on it. Oh right.
He's giving
my Earl Grey box an apostrophe.
Where it should be.
At least you actually did it stylishly. Wait, there should be more. Back on the side of the box and probably upside underneath and other side.
Don't
other
worry,
side.
I'll find them.
Other side.
I'll find them.
Well done.
If there's more than one winning, then take
I can smell the Earl Grey. Smells so
Joe,
good.
Stop having tea-induced orgasms.
I'm sorry. I don't get them with any other type of tea, just Earl Grey. Because it's so nice.
Yeah, but they can't have all invented Earl Grey at the same time.
Foreign words for Earl Grey. Tibulchis. Bolsitas.
What does that smell like? Sort of. Nice
sachet.
Stuff.
Sachet is an awesome word.
Product of England.
Do we still have listeners?
Doubt it, since I'm now talking about the word sachet.
And
hi! You screwed that up.
I think it's time to play a song.
Okay.
What song?
The person in charge of the music's just browsing cartoons.
It's eels, I like birds.
I like birds too.
Come on, give it a whack.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. I don't care for walking downtown, crazy auto car gonna mow me down. Look at all the people like birds. If you're small and alone,
Hello Again. That is a mint song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it was in like 1950s.
Yeah, but I hadn't... they weren't around then. But I hadn't listened to it in ages, and then I realised it yesterday and when I was on Winamp.
You realised it?
I realised it, yes. I realised
it. Did you make it real? Did you keep it real?
No, I mean, I realised its awesomeness again.
I didn't. And
because it says birds
in
it.
I still haven't, I don't think.
Are you sick?
I think I'm yet to come to that epiphany.
I thought it was quite good, actually.
Yeah, it is really good. It's just
I thought you didn't like Eels, Smitty.
No, I don't like Pink Floyd. Eels are fine.
Okay.
We've got Pink Floyd anyway.
Oh my god, you don't like Pink Floyd?
I know, as if.
No, I don't like Pink Floyd.
Loser!
I don't like all this segregation that I'm receiving on the show.
Segregation that you're receiving? Do you have a bit of a quick grammar check here?
I don't do English, so I'm allowed to screw up my language.
Okay.
Oost.
Oost.
Oost. As in, like... O-U-S-T.
You know, the required people who was talking on this link have actually totally failed. We agreed before when the music was on, that Alison, Fiona and Joe would be doing this link.
Yeah, but
it turned out to be me, Joe and Tunny.
That's because they didn't say anything, and then Tunny just started talking and replied
and
to me.
And we weren't informed about this. You just pointed at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, then I said it.
Yeah, sorry. Joe wasn't informed about it either, but he still was talking.
Smitty,
talks anyway. Yeah, but,
can I point at someone and expect them to mind read me?
No, I said...
Monkeys, doing the can-can.
I think you're fine. I said... I actually said...
Am I wrong?
The people doing this link are Alison, Fiona and Joe.
Really I did hear you. I heard Smitty.
Right. I'll stop talking
next
now.
Next up,
stop talking about monkeys.
Direct from the the source of Marshall is a full explanation on how to write Python.
Go on,
get on with it.
Silence, come on. Marshall, please. You,
you write lots of new lines and spaces and things.
Awesome.
Sounds a bit mint.
And then put random... Monty Python references in there?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
That ruined it.
It did.
Monty Python's
Fiona mess. Sounds like she's locked in a room somehow. I don't know if it's that cheap microphone.
She probably
or
is. She's locked in here.
Oh, yeah.
True.
We're not allowed to leave until this is done.
I think it's just that microphone being shy.
Tony's chained us all to our chairs.
Sorry.
Won't let us leave.
That's not being locked in a room, though, is it?
And the door's locked.
It doesn't have a lock, that door.
You just ruined that. I was doing it for effect.
Okay.
It was to add like...
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. I live in a prison. Yeah.
No, but you own the prison.
I hence proper own the prison.
Hence locking
owned
it in here.
Prison owned. I might just write owned on the side of my prison now.
Something just got me thinking of prisons now.
Prisons? Why?
Prisons.
They're going to build a prison.
No, prisons.
For you and me.
Prisons are fun.
They're going to build a prison. They're going to build a prison.
You said prism.
Yeah, no, that's what I started saying. That's
as
why.
As in Dark Side of the Moon style prism.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for some reason.
How would you build a prism, though?
Build a prism, get some glass. Or...
No, just get one of the pyramids of Egypt as a model.
You couldn't live in a prism, could you?
They're not prisms.
Go on then, define prism.
It's like a triangular extendedness.
No, it isn't. Cube is a prism.
Well, triangular prism is a triangle.
It's anything with one-dimensional...
It's a cross-section where it's just like an extended. I'm just thinking of triangular prisms.
Anything that can be represented by just a cross-section. So really, it's just a 2D shape.
Kind of, yeah. It's a 2D shape made 3D.
Except for it's got three dimensions.
Yeah, there is that.
It's when you've made a 2D shape 3D by just sort of extruding it.
Being lazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, extruding.
What if you had a triangular-shaped drill and you could just drill a triangle? How mint would that be?
I don't think that would work.
Slightly impossible.
Shut up.
You could do it by like just smashing it into something.
Do it by having a laser. Or a triangular-shaped hammer. Just hit things and you get a triangle imprint on it.
That's what I was saying. Just push it into the thing really hard.
Mint.
Are we done?
I think we've established about prisms and triangles and shit.
Yeah. Everyone's probably switched this off now.
Smitty doing. I think Smitty's on DeviantArt. Finds us some messages.
I'm on Control-Alt-Delete, seeing as I'm not allowed to talk. So breaking.
You are allowed to talk.
You told me that no one was listening.
I didn't point at you, therefore you are allowed to talk.
Yeah, if we do this...
You've hurt his feelings.
If we do that...
The thing is, they can't see us.
No, yeah. Sure.
I wasn't being a bitch.
I always forget about that.
Never mind.
It's like when you do hand actions.
We need TV cameras, don't we?
Yeah, we could do a sort of...
He hasn't got used to my mean sarcasm yet.
I want to go to the Midnight Mass now.
I don't.
I'm really tempted.
I went when I was 9 and it was crap.
I wouldn't be able to get home, though.
I think we should all go.
I don't. I repeat, I went when I was about 9 and it was
what
crap.
What do you do? Eat
it's
Christmas
ace.
Cake?
No, you just
try
stand.
Not to fall asleep.
No. you just stand in the church and do nothing while some losers talk to you.
We could make it wild.
And then,
you
leave.
That's what I did on Wednesday as well.
That's why I didn't go.
It was ace.
It is ace. You go up and then if you've done that communion thing, then you get given bread and wine and stuff. And if you haven't, then they give you a prayer.
I can have bread and wine at home. I can toast it and put jam on it.
No, it's like special stuff that represents Jesus.
Yeah.
You eat
naan
Jesus.
Bread.
Yeah. Nice. It's ace.
No, you only eat Jesus if you're a Catholic. Get with it.
I haven't,
sorry.
Yeah,
it only represents.
The communion thing or whatever it is.
What's that?
That thing where you get to do it. I don't know. Sounds a bit of shit. Yeah, I've still got sin surrounding me, so they just give you a prayer.
Sounds a bit shit.
Yeah.
In the words of Fiona,
no,
I think.
It's ace.
Okay.
No,
we'll
I'd
make
rather
it good.
Have my jam
we,
on
I think
toast.
We should have a bit of a midnight fest.
Yeah,
mass.
We could
fest.
Carry this
mass
until
fest.
Midnight, and then it'll be 5.5 hours long.
That's my sleeping time.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're having mass fest. It's decided.
You
Father
don't
Christmas
sleep on Christmas
go,
Eve. That's
won't
just
come
silly.
If you're awake
yes,
as
you do.
Well,
yeah.
What are you doing?
No. Sandra will just sort of like...
Yeah,
come
Santa won't come.
He won't.
Okay, I'm scared.
He doesn't come if you're awake. Yeah.
You've been naughty.
Because he knows, you just won't come down your chimney.
Fiona, you're only getting coal. Don't know what you're worried about.
Yeah.
I need that coal!
Would actually be useful.
It's the only delivery of coal you get all year.
Yeah. You just people trying to be extremely bad just all year so they can get some coal.
Proper loads of coal. That's what's driving the price of fossil fuels up, Santa, with all the people being bad.
It's this new world and criminals and all that sort of crap.
Bastards.
So criminals didn't exist before when?
No, just not no, as many of them, so it didn't matter.
No, but there weren't as many people.
Exactly. So there weren't as many criminals.
So
sorted.
See my point.
In a sort of ratio, proportionality thing.
Yeah, but there still
the
weren't
same
many.
Amount.
No, but there still weren't many. Yeah, but we're just using... Yeah, but there's more of us to use up the fossil fuels. There weren't proportionally
right.
less fossil fuels back
then. I know! I've just realised why Dick Turpin was so famous.
Oh.
Because he was the first criminal ever.
Wow. No, I doubt that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Don't you remember Noah's Ark? Why do you think they left a load of people and only took the good people?
The first criminal was that
Cain
dude.
Because
yeah,
they didn't have
yeah,
a bit... He didn't big.
The first criminal was T-Rex.
Really?
That was the first criminal.
T-Rex.
Like eight people.
What, like the band?
No. What,
yeah,
is it,
they
as in
are.
The, as in the dinosaur?
I think they should be locked up.
Yeah.
If they're probably not still alive.
Well, no, because they did that ace song from that film.
Which song?
What? There's
the
only
song,
one song that I can remember
the
that they did,
children,
but I can't
I've
remember.
Got one
revolution
song.
Yeah. The Children of the Revolution.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
a, that's
cool,
a bit special.
It?
You've just randomly reminded me of the Children of the Night song.
Yeah. Play it.
Speaking of which...
By lucky chance, we have Uncued on FUBAR.
Is it on the playlist?
It's eye-opener.
So
this is eye-opener.
Children of the Night.
Yay.
We are the children of the night and fight for the future of our nation. Let's come together and unite. Nothing's gonna stop us now. Life like a rape machine.
fuck that. Wow. I only realised halfway through a song that we're actually playing something like that vaguely resembles.
Yeah, but we got to dance, which was highly amusing.
We need a webcam or something, because everybody needs to see
bit of Feed the Pigeons, Finding the Stars.
Oh, I didn't do any Feeding the Pigeons. I forgot about that.
I did. I was feeding
the
pigeons.
Feeding
the
pigeons?
Bit of this.
Sprinkle.
Look, you're feeding them.
You can't be seen on radio.
Shit.
That's why I
was even digital
podcast. I was going to describe it.
Okay.
It's the same as Finding the Stars, but sort of lower down.
No,
they don't know finding.
No, it's, well, that's different.
Yeah, but it's sort of on a side.
It's the same as throwing Chinese flying discs at the stars.
Definitely.
But lower down.
Sort of like at the pigeons.
Maybe they were throwing Chinese stabby discs. Smitty, what are they called? Ninja stars.
Throwing stars.
Shurikens. That's the one. At the pigeons. That would actually be really fun. Just kind of see them sort of squeal and die.
Dying.
I take it
dying,
you're getting
pigeon.
Coal this year, Tony.
What? I'm getting coal.
You're getting coal too.
I haven't actually been throwing shurikens at pigeons, you know.
You'll be thinking about
you
it.
You said it'd be fun.
I was thinking about it, sorry. Bit of a thought crime there.
Yeah.
It's premeditated. Premeditated.
It's not premeditated because I'm not going to do it. It's just meditated. That's all it is.
Never mind.
We are the children of the pigeons. Got a good remix idea there. Nothing's going
to
stop us now. Let's kill some pigeons.
I don't know all the words. Get up. Get up.
That's Haze. I like my line.
Now kill the pigeons.
Yeah.
Sort of didn't fit.
And the only dance move you're allowed to do is throwing shurikens at pigeons.
We've
similar
reclaimed.
To feeding them, but more violent.
We've reclaimed that. We've not really reclaimed it. We just sort of claimed it.
What are you talking about?
The feeding the pigeons. It's now
okay,
killing them.
Have we taken back? Have we taken the power back?
Yeah. You got to take the power back.
Yes.
Rage.
Ooh, another link. Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have that song queued, and nor do we intend to play it. I don't think it's even on my hard drive.
Why not? Rage are awesome.
Yes.
They are.
Nod. Nod, smile.
Loser.
Nod, smile. I'm not actually doing it.
Agree.
You don't need to do it.
I know, it's radio, isn't it?
Yeah, we could just sit with our hands behind
our backs.
Maybe
they can tell by the way that my voice isn't actually altering in any way, because it would be if I was actually nodding like this.
Yeah, well, it was actually altering, because you kept
Have I ever done my helicopter before? Have I ever showed you it before?
No.
My helicopter.
Oh.
Ready.
Bit of a breakdown there.
Really does sound like a breakdown.
I think he didn't go fast enough.
Shit. I can't actually rotate my head that fast. Let's try taking my head. Whoa, I'm actually on the speakers.
I don't
crap.
Think people want to hear your helicopter.
My helicopter is mint. Ready.
Best.
Ready.
Can you just go?
Doesn't have the same effect.
Nah,
that's
shit, good.
Smitty.
I'll just shut up, seeing as though no one's listening to me.
Marshall is the master.
Marshall wins.
But he's not deaf, he's just ignoring you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did that actually sound any good?
That's what's on his t-shirt.
So I kind of don't have any headphones.
It's the best.
No, sorry, but I don't know.
We'll have to listen to it back afterwards.
We have limited technology in this house.
I'll ask one of our few scene kids to tell us how good it is.
Scene kids?
Yeah, Joycey.
That's it.
I'm
one
like
of
Fox.
Them, if you're like
only wants us to play
yeah,
Motion
Fox...
City soundtrack.
Yeah, but that's crap and we don't actually want to play it. Sorry, Foxy, but it is crap.
I haven't heard it. Well, Joe, what did we just play last? Can it be worse than that, okay?
In a different sort of way. That was crap, but it was sort of amusing. Cause...
Yeah, but it's his recommendation. I don't mind that. Can't just Smitty cue up one of their tracks.
I'm sorry, Foxy, for insulting.
I was just about to ask him. It is. Like, talking so intimately.
I wasn't paying any attention.
Motion City soundtrack.
You'll have to.
You just have to guess. Usually track 3 or 1 is like the title track, which is the more famous one.
Okay, then. We'll go with that then. I did
so
used to like
that. What do we want to play? Attractive Today or When You're Around?
I don't know.
Foxy, what's
There's
the
no
best
title.
Song? Foxy?
Hello?
Foxy?
He's
not there.
I think he put phone down, didn't he?
If you Hello. Shout very loudly at your speakers, then we might just be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by then, it'll probably be tomorrow.
If you shout loud enough,
it'll be fast enough to go backwards in time.
It'd have to go faster than the speed of light, though. Problem.
Slight problem.
Keep shouting.
But by us saying this... We're in Declining? No. Inferring? We're inferring that we haven't heard him, which means that in the future we can't hear
can
him
hear
because
him
it can't go back
anymore.
In time and alter what we've already done because then it wouldn't be back in time.
Tony, I can't hear you anymore.
No, me neither.
I can.
Well, I don't know. You've
You're just losers.
Uh-oh. You've pulled your plug out, that's why, you dir brains.
Crap.
Losers.
Headphones don't work if you unplug them.
Unless they're wireless. Stereo.
And that's a fact.
Unless they're wireless.
Unplugging kills 99.9% of headphones.
That's a fact.
You need the Xbox quick playing release track cable. One. Motion City soundtrack.
Whoa.
I am wrecked. I am overgrown. I'm also fed up with the common cold. But I just hate to say goodbye to all the metaphors and lies that have taken me years to come up with. Say it's true, say you like me. Just for the night, for me it's been eternity. And as I gently sip this drink, I think about my lack of future and all the places I could learn to fall in love.
And that was Blink White. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Was it Offspring? No? Green Day?
I'm not quite sure.
Got the point, Joe. Got the point.
Or was it Fall Out Boy or something? I don't know. They all sound the same.
Yeah, never mind.
Okay. So it's not what we'd listen to.
What did we listen to?
I can't hear you through my headphones. What the hell?
Well, stop unplugging them.
They're not unplugged. I've got the Wikipedia page about shurikens if anyone wants them.
What?
No,
not really.
We're way past that now.
Smitty, we don't actually want to know these things.
I'll
just
go
like
back
using
to not
them.
Talking then.
Yeah, you do that.
See if you can work out how to pipe a bit of Back Christmas through our system into the recording.
Rather not, really. I'll stop paying
See,
attention.
See, you know what I'm saying? I'm making a point here.
We're piping Christmas.
What the hell are you on about?
I'm making Back's Christmas on Radio 3. But you have to listen through
I
real
actually
player.
Heard what you said now.
Which
I thought
is...
you were talking about piping Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd
put pure Christmas. About a pound of pure.
Pound
of pure Christmas through a pipe into my computer. What do you reckon it'll turn into, a reindeer? I hope not, because then it might run away. Or it might just be able to fly.
Not if it's chained.
There's me hanging on the back on my chair with a mouse and a keyboard, like, whoa, flying across the sky in front of the moon. You can just see a computer shaped as a reindeer.
No.
It'd be proper mint if I still had my window case, because there'd be a reindeer with a window in the side, so you can see how it works. It's just like a load of magic inside it. That's what makes reindeers
it's
work.
It's glitter.
Reindeer. Shit.
What?
Slap me. Ow.
Actually did.
Yeah. Well, I could have just gone like that to pretend, but that
doesn't
crap.
Wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't also
you need
dislodge.
The ow. It has to be a genuine ow.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like the time count. When we lambasted Tunny, like, you know, when we actually lambasted him.
You did actually lambast me.
No, we didn't.
That's why it sounded so genuine.
Oh, yeah. God, crap, I just sort of like ruined the...
You did, didn't
That
you?
Reminds me, where's the whisk?
Yeah.
Yeah,
whoa.
But that
I'm
going to
find it.
That's
sec.
The game for today. Fine. Ruined it. You could have at least not told us.
End of game.
Coincidentally, I didn't find the whisk, yet I did find my guitar.
Oh,
ready?
God.
Oh, yeah.
off.
Best Christmas present
Joe turned
ever.
It off. Yep. I hate him. But Alison
and then,
the
and then there's
got
the sound
me
that my present
very
makes. I like that noise.
That's a whisk. It wasn't your present. Give it back.
Yeah, but they can't see. That's
He's
why
our guest presenter.
I was going to pick up my book and hold it to the...
Joe, you're deceiving our audience.
Yeah. You ruined
That's
it now.
That's real
though.
Meme.
You ruined it.
No, you ruined it by saying yeah.
Oh,
if you
no.
said no, then you would have been deceiving them further. That would have been quite paradoxical.
Yeah. Yep.
No,
yep.
It would have just been stupid.
Okay. Recursion. See recursion.
Oh! What?
Sorry, what?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I actually do, but I'm not telling you.
Yeah, I guess. But...
My mouth has no idea, but my brain does.
Ha.
See, your whisk does make a noise if you encourage it. He's just
Joe
a little nervous.
Go on, whisk! Make a noise!
Anyway. Look.
I'm encouraging it.
And
no,
he's
you're,
making
hi- no
noise.
You're hitting it.
Shut up.
I'm encouraging
no,
it.
Pluck
no.
it. It's
you can do
pluck
it. Go on. Come on. You... Come on.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm flicking it now.
Flick. Puffed.
It's not encouraging it, though.
It is.
You meant to tell it to...
Should Please note, listeners, that Marshall has just turned Joe and Tony down.
Oh, my God.
We're being too loud, don't you think?
Just shout.
Well, no one else is talking.
Oh, now they're louder than everybody else.
Soz rock.
Why? No, right. The Soz idea loud. Of me doing the mixer is not that you all shut up while I do it. It's that it's silently sort of adjusted in the background.
Yeah,
but as soon as I turn around, you all stop. That's no
it's
good.
It's so fun watching you, though.
You can watch
I can,
and
I
talk.
No, what? I can't multitask.
We are, like, the only ones talking, though.
Yeah. What are these two doing over here? What's Smitty doing?
Smitty's probably...
No one was
talking.
Paying attention to me,
He's
as quoth Alison, oh. so I decided not to talk, seeing as though it wouldn't make any difference oh. to the show whatsoever.
Yeah, but
okay.
Numcast is traditional to have more than one conversation going on at once.
It is, actually.
But we're trying
so
to...
I
we're
think we
to
should
be...
carry on doing that.
We're trying to be more professional.
Boring.
Really?
I don't
well,
get it.
I was aiming to anyway, but...
We fail.
Joe's being professional.
For once.
Can we have this on record, please?
It already is. We are recording this, after all.
Oh, yeah. Could someone check the colour of the moon, please? A shade of blue.
What?
How many Sundays have there been this month? Marshall gets it. He just doesn't want to.
I don't care. But I'm laughing anyway.
I'm not going to explain it.
I might just go back to my squiffy Sudoku.
It can be a mystery, Sudoku. And our listeners can ring in and
yes.
sort of be like... I'll just be in bed and there'll be listeners ringing in saying, I got it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what we need on this podcast. Audio comments.
Audio, yeah.
We need some sort of submission.
And then we can
the
paste
website.
Them into the next day, into the next Numcast.
Which won't be the next day, it'll be kind of like a few weeks.
It'll be next year. Oh my God.
We could like completely steal
oh
Jack D's.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We could steal
oh
Jack D's when he's like, before he does a show, he gets the audience to text him. And then near the end, he just starts reading out some of them.
Stealing ideas sounds good.
Yeah. So just feel free to text us. Should I give out my mobile number?
Yeah,
or
sure.
Or is that kind of like.
No.
I don't really want to give out my mobile number to Foxy.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
And Joycey.
Just do it anyway.
They're my messages.
I'll give them mine.
We could read out my messages instead.
Joe,
that means
I'll just
people
give them
don't...
mine. It's 078-133-47531.
You should at least sing it with a bit of a tune like they do on TV.
078-133-47531.
Yeah, as I said, we could always read out my messages, but...
It was chromatic.
They're not very exciting.
Well,
they say, yes, so got
atonal.
On for a child, £2 and all, laugh out loud compared to a fiver. I'd say that's pretty good, Muha.
Sorry.
Right, that was
yeah,
that was from Kaylee L-E-I-G-H.
I didn't actually hear it.
No. Oh God, you want me to repeat it?
Yes, please.
Okay. It says, wait, I'm just good. Yes. So got on for a child, £2 and all. Laugh
un
out
all.
Loud, un all. Compared to a fiver, I'd say that's pretty good. Muha.
What's muha?
It's sort of like, it doesn't really have
I can't get him for a child.
I think it's meant to be
anything.
An evil laugh, except for done lazily.
I don't think
never heard Kaylee go muha.
No, I know what
I
it is.
She
does
it's
it all
the
a cow
time.
Doing an evil laugh. Moo-ha. Yeah, it would actually moo-moo-ha. But we can forgive that minor inaccuracy.
Well, she probably went out of text space.
On that advert.
towels.
The red cows.
Oh, the strawberry cows.
Red. They're after the milk.
After the strawberry milk.
Why would a red cow need more strawberries?
Surely it's a strawberry cow.
It's so good, the cows want it back.
Yeah, but you would need some green and blue to counteract his redness to make him white again.
They had a limited budget to make him black.
What?
So they only I said you'd need cows. To eat some emos to make him black.
I think I need to start watching TV. Sounds a bit fun. There's like red cows.
Don't.
Oh. Peep show's good.
We can make a red cow if it'll stop you watching TV.
Okay.
We can even nick a cow and paint it red.
Yeah, but you don't mean stop watching TV. You mean stop her starting to watch TV.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop you starting.
I don't think I'm gonna start anyway. I can't be else.
I think I've just started my stopwatch. Shit, I got it wrong. It stopped my start watch. I don't believe I did that wrong.
What?
I've just stopped my start watch.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously, why is it called a stopwatch? Because surely you have to start it before you stop it.
Not if you leave
that's
it
like
on.
Saying that's a closer when it's actually a door.
Yes.
Before the door was put there, it was already open and you couldn't close it.
Shut up.
That's very true.
Okay, yeah. It's an opener then. What difference does it make?
Because the doorway was already open.
Yeah, so
so you've got to close it before you can open it.
Yeah. So it's an opener.
Yes.
The only exception to our rule is the tin opener, which does not actually close tins, unless it's a magic one with a welding device stuck to the side.
I want one.
Oh, ace.
Me too. How good would that be? And you could put them in sequence so that you open it, and then like an inch later it closes it. So you can never get more than an inch of your tin open.
That'd be awesome.
But it would also mean you'd have to have a ground on your thing, which might mean your beans might get slightly electrocuted. Joe's well a DJ. Joe, you could like sit on White Frigate with that.
Would the ninjas killed my parents?
No. Oh, you spoilt it for all our listeners. All of them. All like three.
Joycey, Foxy, and...
Okay, can we play another tune now? A tune!
Jones!
Tune, please!
What we got? Are we going Christmassy?
Are we doing please, Bing no. Crosby, or are we doing Pink Floyd?
Make an
Crosby.
Decision.
Crosby.
Crosby.
Bit of Bing.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Merry Christmas.
I think that was racist.
Yeah, but it was also not politically correct because you're not allowed to say Christmas anymore.
You are?
You're meant to say...
It's a war Christmas. On Christmas, you know.
It's winter celebrations.
Okay. Why would you celebrate winter? That's just like crap.
No, because it's the celebrations within winter.
It's the celebration of the winter solstice.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. I'm going to laugh anyway.
We were discussing whether that's actually bad recording quality because it was recorded a long time ago before they invented good shit, or whether shit. They had good recorded shit. It and then on just the turned it down, like piped it through a coat hanger, wired it through a coat hanger to make it sound worse, and then tried to fob us all off with that. Why is Smitty laughing at that?
Learn what foods are not kosher. Look on the kosher page. Poo. Don't eat poo.
That's ace.
Yum.
No, but it turns out Bing Crosby died in 1977, so therefore it was likely that he recorded it on old equipment. Probably before he died as well.
I just thought, I think we need to crap rap. We need that artist. And
do we have to?
Yes.
No.
I don't
it's
think
been so long.
I can't see the lyrics. Can't we do it some other time?
Yeah.
We'll do it next one.
Oh, yeah, but
okay.
You'll say that next time.
It's time for a bit of Pink Floyd, I think.
What, straight away?
Yeah.
Well, considering I'm controlling the music and you've all been really bitchy to me, looking at Alison, I think we're going to play the show.
Oh, Alison, what are you doing?
Oh, poor Alison.
I've got a bike, you can ride it.
Are you going to play it, Smitty?
I'm pulling my head up. Sorry.
Get a bell that rings and things to make.
Are you going to fade it, Tony?
Yeah. I'm apologising.
Pink Floyd, bye. Bastard. I shall officially lambast Smitty.
Like, no. I said I was playing The Cure.
I shall take some tinsel, wrap it around your neck, and sort of like...
I said I was playing The Cure. You decided to say it was Pink Floyd.
Yeah, because we had agreed Pink Floyd.
We'd agreed Pink Floyd. That's why I said bastard. That was him
No, you had agreed Pink Floyd. Yeah. I had agreed The Cure, and seen as though I'm controlling the computer,
I'm going to festively lambast you.
That's an abuse of power.
I'm going to festively lambast you with tinsel. And smash baubles in your eyes.
Now the tinsel I won't mind, because the tinsel will break.
Yeah. Really. Not the really strong one with wire in it. Like thin...
That's called barbed wire.
It's festive.
Put some glare on it.
Do you reckon they put more barbed wire up at prison? Because, like, in the winter celebrations, put a bit more barbed wire up.
I'll throw throwing stars at you as well, but they'd be sort of... They're Christmassy, because they're stars.
Stars aren't
How are stars Christmas?
Stars don't
like
come out anymore.
Why is there a star on the top of your Christmas tree,
there was
then?
One more star at Christmas than all the other time of the year. All the other time of the year, there were a mere 100,000 billion million.
So? I still want to throw stars at him.
I think we should celebrate.
Sorry, should I throw just star at him then, to be Christmassy? Just one star?
Yes.
Okay.
Because then it'll get rid of that one, and it'll be equal to all the other days. And there'll be no dayism.
What about the days when it's cloudy? Then there's no stars.
Mm. Oh yeah, because stars cease to exist when clouds go over us, don't they, Marshall?
Of course. Yeah. If you can't see it, it's not there.
Yeah.
Yes. Good theory.
Mint.
You just completely killed the conversation.
That was a contemplative moment.
You ruined
or
it by speaking.
Would it be better pronounced contemplative?
It would.
I quite like that.
I still don't like this sort of contemplating.
You're fucking useless at contemplating.
But it's still...
Joe.
Foxy, are you contemplating?
Joe, let's think.
Nobody can see that.
No.
Yeah, but...
Great for radio, we are.
Arson and Fiona can look at us strangely because they don't know what the in-joke is.
Yeah, but then the audience can't see them looking at us strangely, so that's not very...
Nor can they see the in-joke.
Unless they say...
but Fiona did laugh.
Fiona say, look at Tony and Smitty and Joe strangely, as in like in asterisks.
Slash me, look at Smitty and Joe.
Even better, and then we can follow it on. But we're about a minute late now, aren't we?
Yeah. Can we go back in time, please? I think we should have live
shave.
I need a phone.
Sorry.
What? Need a phrase for the stuff that's in the way.
What?
Shut up.
Okay.
So you heard that one.
Yeah.
I heard all of them.
Are your ears particularly tuned to hearing shut up?
Yes.
Min. Really? Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, good. Can we listen to Pink Floyd now? For real.
The actual
instead of
Pink Floyd.
For real.
No.
Okay, whisk. Shall lambast him with the whisk. No, you meant to hold it above his hay.
Above his head.
No. Sorry.
I'm dying.
Tony, hold it above his head.
You're getting a bit aggressive with that whisk.
Ooh, yay for wireless. Ooh. Yay for wireless.
For the record, Pink Floyd is now playing, but Tony isn't here to fade it up.
Fade, it's also not
playing because I'm holding the backwards button, so rewinding it before it plays.
Fuck.
Yeah, you didn't really need much of an explanation for that. Just play it.
I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a basket,
and
a bell.
He still
that
hasn't faded
it
up, it despite
good.
Prior warning.
Are you actually playing it?
Yes.
I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a basket, a bell that rings and things to make it look good. I'd give it to you if I could, but I borrowed it. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything, everything. I've got a cloak, it's a bit of a joke. There's a tear up the front, it's red and black. I've had it.
pressed a button and screwed it up. Oh, I didn't mean to. Marshall stole the mouse, so I was being a bitch and turned the monitor off. Then when he passed me it back, I pressed the wrong button. So, screwing it up. We'll play it from the beginning again.
No.
See, I said you shouldn't have had the mouse.
Smitty and Joe will be joining primary school next year.
Why me?
Judging by their mental behaviour. No, sorry. I didn't mean you. I meant Marshall, really. Yeah. But you can go as well.
Yay!
You might learn how to spell stuff.
Whee! And pronounce things. Compilation.
Compilation.
Don't mean complimation, Joe.
Yes, I mean complimation.
Did I tell you the story?
No. Tell us the story.
Have I never told you a story?
Ever.
Because that implied that I'd never told you any stories.
You never have. Or actually, you tell us lots of crap stories.
Okay, shall I do another one?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Right.
I
can't remember now. You can't pronounce stories.
No, I can't pronounce. Just can't pronounce.
Stories.
I just can't pronounce anything.
Escape.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's spelled just like escape. Yeah.
Someone else could like talk, you know.
No, they can't.
I'm still being ignored, so.
So what? Sorry. What about
Smitty? You're only being ignored because you're not talking. That's a paradox.
I want.
No, if we ignore you if you're not talking, then that's completely impossible. Therefore, you're not being ignored.
I just started talking, and you're successfully not being overridden ignored either. Me. So
we're
yeah,
not over. We're not talking over you, Smitty.
I want Fiona or Alison to tell us a story.
Tell us a story.
Go on.
Go on.
Because you don't talk enough.
We're sitting comfortably.
You lean towards the microphone there, Alison. Go on.
Go for it.
You did.
Then she leaned away.
Story,
it's like there's like.
I said I don't really have a story. Sorry, yeah.
Sorry, Mike. Say sorry.
All our stories would be like maths based or really crap.
Oh yeah.
Maths based stories are meant.
No, they're not.
So then the why X said to the Y.
Yeah. Along the lines of that, probably. Where's the punchline?
So this mollusk walked up to a sea cucumber. Smitty gets.
Well, he didn't walk. He kind of swam. Except that mollusks
can't walk,
can't swim either. But so the sea cucumber.
Is sea cucumber really a cucumber?
Yeah,
no, it's actually a
vegetable. It actually feeds on vegetation underground, and it's a kind of slug.
But
you can buy them in Chinatown in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. And I was considering
can
bringing
you buy
them back.
A sea. As well to go with it.
Just a tambourine.
How big does a body of water have to be a sea? It also has to be salty, doesn't it? What percentage of salt does it have to have? All these questions.
I don't care.
I feel
really
so ignorant not knowing this.
Wikipedia.
A sea is defined as a large expanse
that lacks a natural outlet
of saline water. That lacks
an
outlet.
I thought you meant just like an outlet of what? Like a shopping outlet.
No, an outlet is a place where the
stick
water drains out.
Stick Princess Key in there, it's not a sea anymore.
Incidentally, the Sea of Galilee is a lake.
Oh dear.
You know, they're expanding Princess Key.
Really?
Bastards.
What's it going to be like? Princess Key
which
and
where they're expanding it.
Yes.
Up or down?
They're expanding it into the Humber.
Yeah.
There should just be a plank.
So it won't be called Princess Key anymore, it'll just be called Humber.
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say most of our listeners won't know what Princess Key is, but the fact that it's only Joycey and Foxy...
means that they will.
Yeah.
So. I was going to say something really funny. Oh yeah, right.
This better be good.
It is. Do you know why there are seven seas and not just one sea?
No.
Because it wouldn't sound very good if you just said, I've been sailing the sea... Because if you say like I've sailed the seven seas, I've been to the four corners of the world, it's not very accurate. So if you said I've been to the infinite corners of the world, then that'd also be inaccurate because you can't actually do that.
But who says that anyway?
Yeah.
Are the Nurkars?
No one said that to me before.
No, there are infinite corners.
Isn't
a big mountain could be interpreted as a corner. A small mountain could be interpreted as a corner. An atom could be interpreted as a corner. Thank you very much. It would actually be more of a vertex because it's a 3D shape and not a 2D one.
Yeah.
And
I don't believe you actually agreed with me then. You're not supposed to agree when I'm rambling.
Yeah.
You're supposed to all go quiet.
I'm tempted just to walk over and get some more chocolate off your Christmas tree.
Mint.
But
there's no more broken ones.
But then it'll just be you talking, and yeah,
and sniffing. And yeah. My nose is my guest presenter today.
Who was the Hello? Guest? Didn't we decide upon a guest presenter? I can't remember who it was though.
Piano.
No. Tambourine, guitar. Can't remember.
One of them.
Something like that.
No. They're all guest presenters, really. They're all here in spirit. Okay, are we going to say goodbye with a song?
Goodbye with a song.
We don't have a song to say goodbye with.
I'm going to choose one. Good.
We'll sing our own goodbye song.
The second half of Pink Floyd, if you wanted to.
What's that song out of The Sound of Music where they sing goodbye?
Goodbye?
I don't know.
It's probably called Goodbye, but how does it go?
Goodbye. So long. Bye. No, but there's
all dancing everything. Yeah, and they do a bit of this.
Yes.
Ray, a drop of golden sun. No, me, a name, I call myself far.
A long way to run.
Tea. I drink with jam and bread.
I
never knew shit was in the scale.
Shit. What would the explanation be?
Shit, I think to follow Ray.
What can we play?
Ray. You got it in the wrong order. Alison doesn't know Do Re Mi.
Oh, there's a really good one.
That Alison brings us back to Do Re Mi shit, so. We're allowed to swear something, so like. We'll just never beat the previous one.
The Christmas song.
Where we said cunt 40 times.
I have no idea what this is like.
Mines.
Should we have a listen to it?
What?
It's
faded
it.
Just low so we can talk over it or something.
No, I said what's his name?
What is it?
It sounded like you said Watsy. That's my phone.
Diana Krall.
Krall.
The Christmas song. What's it sound like?
Diana Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting.
Ooh.
It says there's nuts roasting.
Roasted chestnuts are shit. They're like all dry and taste weird.
Smitty, I was going to make an innuendo there, and you totally spoiled it.
You can still make it with chestnuts, can't you?
Eek. No, I was going to say, I hope her boyfriend agreed to that. But you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I was actually laughing. So. Yeah.
Man.
Lol.
So was the whisk.
How is that laughing? You tapping it, it's not it laughing.
Have you ever heard a whisk laugh before?
You can at least sort of go, ha.
Yeah, but they can't see that I'm hiding behind.
That I was hiding behind.
Yeah. You also just licked my whisk, what are you doing?
Well, if you were both hiding behind it.
That
depends on your perspective.
Well, you were hiding from each other.
Bit of this. Again, no one can see.
That's even better.
The kind of fact it's got holes in.
Do you know what? In a whole sea of whisks, I just wouldn't be able to see Joe at all. It'd be well camouflaged. I like this song.
Use the handle. It's slightly more. Still got a hole.
Then you could be in a sea of any sort of cutlery handles. I'd be able to see you.
Oh, how big is this sea? Lots of
toys and goodies. It's got to contain saline water. Shit.
It's got to contain Princess Key.
It's got to contain. No, it can't contain Princess Key.
Why not?
Not allowed.
Then
outlet.
it wouldn't have a outlet. Because if it has an outlet, it's not a sea.
What is it then? An ocean.
But the Atlantic has an outlet. It's called the Pacific.
Yeah.
I'm offering. I think all the Suez.
I don't care. I never managed.
Do
you? No. I thought Suez were like sort of. The cities. Sewers.
No.
Or skewers.
The Suez Canal.
What do you mean, like, Mexico. Skewers? You like, so you can, like, have kebab.
Many sewers.
Not skewers.
S-U-E-Z, I think. I don't know.
S-U-E-Z.
I might be talking rubbish. Like, what did Marshall read that made him laugh?
That's sewers.
We're going at the end of this song, by the way.
That's like sewers.
Sewers. What are you laughing at? Why is it only us two talking?
Because we're the only full-timers on the show.
We're proper full-timers. We're not.
I used to be a full-timer since I found out that. Since I found out that no one was paying attention,
so
to me, I decided to quit.
Since you found out that no one's paying attention,
yeah.
I know everyone. No one's paying attention to me. I still keep talking.
I am. so that I can actually reply to you, so that you actually have someone to talk to.
The listeners care, don't they?
The important thing to
do. No, they don't. That's why I'm not talking.
You could, everybody text that number we gave out earlier, Tony Summer, saying whether you care about Smitty or not.
That's
078-133-475-31.
How the hell do you know your own number?
By memorising it.
Ah,
I can also memorise every registration number that any car I've ever had has.
How many cars have you had?
About
I've
one.
Had none.
How can you offer number needs a 7 like for 133, doesn't it?
I've probably had 10.
What's your dad's registration plate now?
It's changed it recently, but it
sends Smitty out to check this, by the way.
Okay, right. The old one was YY03CHR.
We don't want to know the old one.
The new one is YY05.
Remind me why we care.
Something. Can't remember.
Fail.
I think I said we don't care too much in this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
People might get the idea that you don't care.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Don't care about
it. Yeah, I think we kind of should go now.
Okay. Au revoir. Merry Christmas.
Choice
and
Smith.
Stuff.
Bye.